Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm just dying because Andrew, the producer, before she hits record, she goes, "Have fun, I'm here," and it sounded like a mom dropping us off.
Yeah, I'll be right here. I'll pick you up from gymnastics soon.
She's like, "Have fun, I'm right here.
Call me if you need anything."
Yeah, call me if you need anything. You have so packed fun. Lunch. Naz, so did nice. You bring your lunch in a brown paper bag or a full lunch box?
I think we've talked about this before. She was definitely a brown paper bag girl.
No, I was. What? No. Oh, no, really? First generation kid. I had like Tupperware with like Dominican yeah. food in it that had to be refrigerated in the teacher's lounge.
Literally. You had like, the soup with the little cup thing. Yeah.
No one wanted to like trade my freaking plantains for string cheese.
Doritos.
Lauren was so obnoxious towards my mom, who like loved giving us a cold lunch box, and she'd be like, "Mom, I'm not taking a lunch box to school. I have to have the cool brown paper bag."
That was only middle school and high school. In elementary school, I obviously obeyed the lunchbox rule.
There was a lunchbox
but why
rule?
Did you think it was no, so like cool to have a brown paper bag?
That is so cool. Lauren was such, she knew that it's so minimalist. Why would you want a plastic? Yes.
Not like, very eco-friendly, though.
It's paper. Well, what do you mean?
Paper.
Of course it is.
Paper. It's better, but not as good as a reusable lunchbox.
Let me tell you, the brown paper bag fit in my backpack, so I wouldn't have to have an extra hand for my fucking lunchbox. And then when I was done with it, throw it out, more room in my backpack.
I never had a lunchbox, but they were so pail like. It's like holding a pail.
Well, we had like the thermos ones. Like, I remember the so logo. Cool. It was like
Arctic something. Igloo.
Igloo. Wait, yeah, Igloo. Everyone had Igloo lunchbox. Yeah.
Igloo lunchbox.
Igloo. Lunch. It was Igloo.
It was Igloo.
It's Igloo. That yeah, it's Igloo it. Coolers.
Duh, yeah, and they had like
Playmate.
They...
Oh, Lauren, it was Igloo Playmate cooler.
Okay.
Hold on. This is a
Google moment of the day.
God, I love the visuals.
Well,
it
okay,
just
so we.
Me back.
I of oh course my God, had to do what my mom wanted. Amazing. Wait. Oh yeah, you're looking at the pictures. Yeah.
Wait, so, that's yeah. I thought you were saying that you had. Did you have like the
a New Kids on the Block plastic lunchbox?
Sorry, like there's a plastic too, one that's but... like a cooler you take to the beach, or there's like mm-hmm. the zipper one. You had the,
we had the zipper one,
right?
One.
Zipper
yeah.
ones.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. That's what everyone has.
So these little ones are sick, though.
Oh, yeah, well, now she sick. Thinks they're
I would
sick.
Wear
but
that.
Then she just demoralized mom. My mom was like, "All right, fine."
You know, she could survive. It just then she'd have to clean the lunchbox every time. I was actually helping her out.
That's true.
Well, I was always jealous of the kids who had thermoses. So then eventually we got a thermos and I had soup for lunch. It was nice and hot still.
Wow, that's amazing.
And those cold days at elementary school.
Yep. Wait, guys, is it starting
elementary
to feel like
school
fall?
Was easy, guys. Elementary school was the life.
Elementary
was
school
anybody
was
like
the
ever
life.
Ridiculously stressed in elementary school? Because well, in sixth grade it got really hard.
Well, sixth grade is middle school
for most people. Yeah. Yeah,
but elementary gets hard fourth and fifth because that's when you start becoming aware. I think it is if you're not gifted, like that could be a thing. You know, like you start kind of
dividing
feeling left
you.
Out. Yeah, that you start yeah. feeling there's separation.
Like I couldn't do long division for the life of me, so I had to go to the small room with the other couple kids to learn long division.
Rightfully mm-hmm. so. I got a yeah. fucking F on every long division test, and I forged a signature. I remember this because it was like, take this F home to your mom. She has to sign it. And I wrote all over this like printer paper, Audrey Iaconetti, Audrey Iaconetti, Audrey. And then she found it and she was like, what is this for? And I was like, I got an F and I'm going to use your signature.
I think I forged mom's signature once, I have
That's
to admit.
Bad,
and
girl.
I think it was because I had a C on an interim and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get it up by the time the report card comes out. This is just
a
current status. So like we'll get it there by the time it
counts.
You
stayed up all night worried about that C.
Ashley, definitely. I am shocked that you defied morality in that way. Like, that did that
bad.
Eat you up for days?
You should really tell mom. I will. Did you know that one time?
We should call her right now and you should tell her.
I think I've told you guys this on the podcast, but like, so I, in one of the separation things in elementary school was that the teachers like got together with a guidance counselor and they tried to figure out who would be best to be mediators, peer mediators. So if you had a problem with a friend, you go to the counselor and then you'd have peer mediators to try to help you talk out the thing, the problem. Mm-hmm. So they selected me as a mediator and I, like my mom was super proud. Like they were really proud. And then in fifth grade, this girl who was also a peer mediator, also a total bitch, I stole apparently her best friend. Okay. Like, so her best friend and I became really good friends. I in no way stole her, but she didn't like the fact that she was spending a lot of time with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in order to figure out a friend schedule so that she could have just as much time with Allie as I was getting with Allie, she took me to mediation. And when you take somebody to mediation, you like get a slip and it goes, you've been served basically.
Oh my God. That's so
intense.
You're
going to mediation.
That's scary.
I was so embarrassed because we were like, excuse me, we're mediators. We should be able
above this more high ground.
We should be able to do this by ourselves in the playground.
Oh, she was a mediator too.
She was also a mediator. Like of the 120 kids in the grade, there was like 14 that were picked to be mediators.
Well, she wanted someone who wasn't, you know, she wanted somebody to
use
my brain
mediation.
Is like, is it subjective or objective right now?
An objective.
Subjective opinion.
This is very subjective is when you're like,
yeah, it's up to the point
she
of
she wanted
view.
An
up
objective POV.
Yeah.
So anyway,
still not sure about
I that. Didn't tell my mom for freaking years that somebody took me to a mediation.
Oh my God.
And I tell you guys, this is embarrassing, but it was an OCD thing. Like it was I don't use the term OCD lightly. I mean, it was truly an OCD thing because, you know, I'm medicated partially for mild version of it. You guys, I would be like a sophomore in college and it would haunt my dream. It would haunt me during the day.
It's not even bad.
Like,
it's like
I never told
bad.
My mom.
You had an argument with a person.
I know, but I never told my mom that I would go into mediation. Never told my mom that somebody took me to mediation. And it would like echo in my brain. I'm like, what if mom dies tomorrow and I didn't tell her that somebody took me to a mediation?
This is anxiety, not OCD.
No, that's OCD. It's like when you have this recurring thought.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Like it led me to like very much spiral. Anxiety and OCD are so so intertwined. One day randomly, I think it was my sophomore year of college when it just got like so bad. Because remember also my sophomore year of college, I thought I had a brain tumor all the time. That's when I had like the same thing you had last year. Mm-hmm. So just like one day I blurted out like, mom, you know what's something I'd never told you? Some kid took me to a mediation once. And she was like, oh, really?
Literally. Well, I would assume.
Really? Like
why
didn't phase her
care?
At all? I was like, yeah, I just like never told you. And like, I was just like this huge reveal to
She's
me.
She's like, I don't even know what mediation is.
Yeah. That's so. Did you feel better
the
after?
The weight that was lifted off my shoulders was unbelievable. I didn't even tell you, Lauren.
Yeah,
I never even told you.
I was secretive until a couple years ago. So
that's wild. Ashley, is there anything that you want to tell Lauren that you've never told her?
No, I don't have any of those reoccurring thoughts anymore. But God, I hope I never have one because it really was like over 10 years that I just thought about telling my mom and when would be the time that I would tell my mom about this. How ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You guys, if you have anything like that out there, you should definitely just tell your mom.
Or if you have anything like that that you want to get off your chest publicly, let us know.
Yeah, if you have a secret that you just need to tell someone, we'll keep you anonymous. We'll change your voice. It'll be great.
Can we change voices, Andrea?
Yeah, with like one button. That's, yeah. Can we do 100%.
That's so cool. So oh my fun. God. Yeah, come on.
Our next anonymous.
We'll guest. Call it Darth Vader Secrets.
Wait, we'll make it I want to do like one. As the host, I want to do one. You change my face and change my voice, and I could tell you some fucking secrets.
We'll do like no Patreon version.
We'll sneak them in with the callers so they won't know. Yeah,
so no one would know.
Yeah. Also, Ashley, I was a peer mediator too.
Of course
Stop
she was.
It, Andrea, you totally were.
Andrea, she's the greatest.
This was that hard like, for you guys? Like that, I feel like that would be like a conflict of interest. Like what if one of your friends came in?
I barely ever, did I think they did happen? That on purpose that you didn't have like your friends. But also, friend. I think I only mediated one mediation. Like nobody utilized it.
Do you remember what the problem was?
Absolutely not.
Like no. As a fourth grader, they took my pencil and they wouldn't give it back.
But like the coolest part of being a mediator was that Matt Blessing, the hottest guy of all of our grades,
his
was also
last
mediator.
Name was Blessing.
Matt Blessing. Yeah.
Get the
Stop
fuck
Matt
out.
What's he up to these days?
Literally, your name is like predetermined as to like it's
it
like,
is. It's
that's
a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Me.
Like
it
if really that isn't is. The guy that you had that the whole grade has a crush on, who is the guy? Right,
he had blonde hair.
It's like a little bit like tousled and like blue eyes, so and like he made eyes with me one day at a courtroom mediation lunch.
This is
a courtyard mediation lunch. You guys, so mediators would also have lunch together, like as just a group on Fridays.
Wow, this really defined Ashley's life. Apparently,
it's all coming back to me. But I do remember the day that like I thought it's he looked at me and smiled. Back. It was such a summer return.
Is Matt Blessing married, Ashley?
He's not, but you know it's a weird story about
what
this?
What if Naz marries Matt Blessing?
Well, that would be amazing. He does live in L.A., I think. I think
Wait,
he does live in
is
L.A.
Is he hot right now?
Naz Blessing?
He's like
Jacqueline Blessing?
Jacqueline Blessing?
That's very cute.
After a full week of eating, I'm so glad to have my honey love before a wedding this weekend.
You have a wedding this weekend?
I have a wedding this weekend and it's crazy. I totally forgot about it. I'm gonna be
Wait,
sucked.
What?
I know. I'm gonna be snatched in my very tight corseted dress, and thank God I have Honey Love for that. Not only do they have supportive bras, but they also have shapewear, so I'm very pleased about that. And it's not like super it's not a shapewear that rolls up and down, you gotta keep adjusting. So obsessed with the fact that I have this in my
do you know
arsenal.
What's- Oh, I'm so happy you have it. I love wearing shapewear to any event, even if I don't feel like I need it, like for the dress or whatever it is I'm wearing. Because typically I'll only wear it if I want to like smooth out an area that like a dress is hugging me at, you know, where I feel like it would just fall better if it was just, I don't know, straight underneath. I
100%.
But I like wearing it even if I don't need that in an outfit because I get super bloated. So I feel like whenever I eat, and I can eat whatever I want at my leisure at a wedding or an event like that, because
exactly.
I feel snatched in with my Honey Love because it doesn't roll down.
Well, my thing with Honey Love that I think is quite special is that it doesn't, like, it has a hoo-hoo pocket for you to go pee. So like if you don't have to roll down your entire suit to pee.
There's a little compartment where you just kind of unhook.
And what we all know after this week that Naz really needs this because Naz has to pee every 30 minutes.
Yeah,
I do. I even closer than that. I have to pee like
but
every
time. But even Ashley, we have just the cozy bra and the versatile leggings, and they
you know how I feel about the leggings.
I know. So you can match and look really cute for your workouts and feel really breathable, I should say, so you're not like sweating through them and feeling like sticky. Nothing's worse than that.
I do want to just say, well, because you said sticky, I just want to say that I've worn a lot of different shapewear throughout my life, and this is the most comfortable non-sticky, non-rolly down shapewear that I've discovered. So for that reason alone, I think you guys should treat yourself to literally the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/get it. You can actually use our exclusive code to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/get it. And after you purchase, they actually ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show. Tell them that the I Don't Get It podcast sent you. And honestly, it's just time to ditch the underwire for good. Thanks to Honey Love.
Can I tell you a weird story? A very Ashley, there's also a core memory that I have just buried to my soul.
Yes.
Because the most evil thing I may have ever done.
This is going to be secrets told.
Wait. I can't believe I haven't shared this before. I swear to you guys, if we were to go back to like the early episodes, we probably will find episodes that are the exact same as the ones that we're recording today.
Yeah. You're really selling the podcast right now. So sign up for the Patreon, exclusive new content every week. Yeah,
at least this one is different because you can see us talking about Matt Blessing. So
we'll put a picture of Matt Blessing up on the Patreon.
Are we allowed to do that?
Maybe you can ask him, Ashley.
Okay. So he was like kind of like the continuous crush for like most people throughout like middle school. And my friend, her name was Tiffany. Mm. And she went through her own phase, but she was new to school in eighth grade. So she like kind of had her Matt Blessing like reckoning then. And she wrote like the most embarrassing diary entry like about him, or like no, it wasn't a diary entry. She basically was like she was a comedian around me, and she would describe him in like the most hilarious, like just belly laugh in a middle school type way where you're like, how could you be so accurate, you know?
Yeah, it's like to a T.
Yeah.
It's like so when Lauren talks.
Yeah. Stop. And he had no idea who she was. I don't think they like ever spoke. Okay. And one day on AIM, I messaged him. I go, yeah. Oh, we called it AIM. No. I messaged him and I said, Tiffany, like her last name.
Were you with her at this time?
No.
You were just alone in the office.
Yeah, I just told. I think I just wanted an excuse to DM him in my eighth grade brain.
Yeah.
And I was like, she said this about you. No. I was on mine.
Got it. I thought you were acting as Tiffany.
No, I was like, she thinks that like you have like the most stumbling blue eyes, right? Like to quote the song.
Yeah.
Something like along those lines. And then I don't know if I told her directly that I told her. Like, I don't know if I said, oh, hey, guess what? I DM'd Matt about your crush yesterday, or whether somebody else told her, but we got into like a 3-day fight about it. Like,
she talked to me.
Of course. It was truly blatantly evil. Whatever I did, I remember it was so bad and I felt really guilty.
And when did you realize that it was evil?
Like right the second after I did it. 100%. Wow. Yeah.
Why do you think you did it?
But you guys, this is the twist. I don't know. I'm telling you, it may have been an excuse. It was literally 2 decades ago. I have no idea what my motive was. But this is why I'm telling you the story. They never ended up speaking in middle school. Maybe they did just to confront that. Maybe like he gave her eyes or something in the hallway to be like, I know you like this. Yeah, something like that.
You but, want this, D.
Yeah. We got to get him on the podcast.
It'll be like when we had Trevor, like our crush that we never admitted to on the podcast. We need to do one of the greatest episodes we've ever done. So guys, they never really spoke throughout the rest of middle school and definitely not high school. But guess freaking what?
They dated in college.
They went and they both separately moved to LA and they ended up getting, I think, engaged.
No way.
No,
they just reconnected in LA somebody was like, oh, like there was like a mutual friend being like, oh, you're from Northern Virginia. Oh, my friend, you must have gotten to school with him. And then what was so, I think they got engaged, but they may have just been dating seriously for a few years. So don't quote me on this.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
I don't think they're together anymore. They're not, based on social media, they're not together anymore.
But wild.
I'm not even done. Oh. I ended up messaging Tiffany, who I had not talked to for like over a decade because we really weren't friends in high school. It's just one of those weird effing relationships where like you can be best friends in one grade and then the next year you don't have classes together. And then in that year you like kind of like small talk in the hallway. And at the end of the year, you're just like waving in the hallway. And then by the year after, you don't even acknowledge each other in the hallway.
I know.
So freaking weird. But it was one of those relationships. But then I messaged her on Instagram and I go, it's so crazy that you're dating Matt Blessing. Do you remember us having a crush on him so hard? And she was like, oh my gosh, now that you mention it, like, I do remember.
She's a liar. She's a fucking liar.
She made it seem like it was no big, like, yeah.
Well, she's probably annoyed because she's like, I'm fucking with him right now. Are you like trying to like come that's, in on my crush? Yeah,
that's what it was. I would be like,
what do you
like,
mean we had a crush?
Also, what do you mean it's so crazy I'm with him? Like, why is it crazy?
Yeah, like, yeah. That's how I would react. I'd be like, bitch, yeah, what are you talking about?
That's so funny.
Okay, wow. But we just like really went back in my like memories. Thanks for appeezing me. That's a weird story.
It's so funny. I loved what you said about like the weirdness of not being friends with someone anymore. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's like real life, honestly. Like, if you're not in the same class, if you're not seeing someone, it's like the same in real life. If you're not seeing the person
when you're younger,
if they move away, like, or do something, or, you know, like, you just don't see them anymore.
It's the slow fade when you're adults, but when you're kids, it's very like boom, boom, boom. You're not in the class. You don't see each other over the summer. You're done.
Yeah.
You're done. You're done.
Yeah. It's super terse.
Adults, it's just like, oh, I meant to call you, and then I haven't seen you, and then it's fucking the slow fade. Well, we all know Naz has been living the dream and going on dates, and what always comes with her dates is Lumi to make sure that nothing is smelling anywhere on her entire body. Not that she ever smells bad, ever.
Yeah. I was just gonna say, do I smell bad?
Not that she's ever had any scent come from her body other than like flowers. That's but not true. But she also does Lumi just in case, you know, because you go on those hiking dates, walking dates, all those things, and you want to make sure you are fresh head to toe. So Lumi is a whole body deodorant, if you guys don't know. It's the first of its kind, and you can seriously put it anywhere on your body. And it was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO is everywhere on the body.
And I will say it is pH balanced, so it's for safe use under and below the belt. And it's aluminum free. It's baking soda free. Under and below. It's also paraben free. And they actually have a starter pack. So if you're like, I don't know about this Lumi yet, but these girls keep talking about it. I'm telling you, the coconut one's my favorite. And you can get the starter pack. It comes with a solid stick deodorant and a cream tube, which is really cool. And they throw in two free products of your own choice, which is always fun. And it has free shipping.
Yeah. So, guys, you can get $5 off the Lumi Starter Pack when you use the code GETIT30 at LumiDeodorant.com. That is L-U-M-E deodorant.com. And together, it's going to equate to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code GETIT30.
Naz, what's the hottest thing a guy could wear in your opinion? And it has to be more like broad, not like a very, you know, specific outfit.
Yeah. I think like an oversized crew neck with like an either vintage collegiate crew neck or like some type of like cool new logo on it, like a cool streetwear brand and necklaces.
You like the necklaces?
I do, or like one or two.
What kind of necklace?
I don't know if I would. I don't know if I'm authorized to say what kind because you guys know I don't really wear jewelry. I just know having a little attitude around your neck. I think that came back when Paul Mescal wore that necklace in Normal People last year and everyone freaked out about it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like, I don't know, it's kind of hot to me.
I get that. Now, I don't know, like, I want the men that I find attractive now as like a 33-year-old person. Like, I don't know. These wide leg pants, these baggy pants on guys, I think is hot. But then I also think you're going to be a terrible partner if you're following those fashion trends too hard. You know what I mean?
Why do you think that?
I don't know. I do not know.
You follow fashion trends.
No, as a guy. Like, as a guy, like, if you're like, oh, everyone's wearing baggy pants, I should wear baggy pants. And I'm like, I find it hot when like a cool kid is wearing it. But if Hunter was like, I'm going to put on these baggy pants, I'm like, that's so inauthentic.
Well,
that's,
how baggy okay, well, are we that talking would be, about?
That would be inauthentic to him. I like feel like a guy just has to have some type of personal style. I don't care what it is, but it has to be intentional. And I just get so turned on when like an outfit is put together. Mm-hmm. Like when I look at like
Gosling, you're not attracted to my husband. Whatsoever.
No, I was just thinking.
I'm not. I'm not like anyone like V-neck. Actually, it's so funny. Like I'm dating a guy that has style like Jared and it's honestly.
Is this Aiden?
Aiden, and I'm doing great because it's not, I'm not letting it get in the way, but mm-hmm. it's like totally a thing in the beginning, you know? I'm like,
it's just that it makes them, their face look better to me. Like when they have a better outfit on, it makes their face look better.
A man can go from a 6 to a 10 with a different t-shirt. It's 100%. So insane.
It's crazy.
We said that a million times.
We have said it a million times, but wait, has Aiden kissed you?
Okay, so no, came over last night, and
no,
and I think I
the
love
fifth
it now.
Time? Yes. The fifth?
Yes.
No.
But
yes, you should probably make a joke of it
woman.
Now.
Let
I'm
her
so
speak
sorry.
Woman.
No, it's fine. I love the reaction. No, we had the best time. He tucked me in, told me a story. I was like, tell me a story, kissed my forehead. I actually think it's so much more intimate and I fucking kind of love it now. I actually love the slow burn. It's
you guys
so
should
nice.
Just get married and be
wild.
One of those couples that don't kiss until the altar now.
No, I would never do that. But it's honestly so great because that pressure like isn't there. Like, you know what? You know that
you've
anxiety
gone so
you get,
far that like the pressure's so not there anymore.
It's just not there. Like, you know, when you're like, you know, you guys know how I get anxiety, like texting people and all that stuff. Like that just doesn't exist mm-hmm. because we haven't kissed yet. And I'm like, mm-hmm. whoa, this is great. And building a foundation as friends, obviously more than friends because we're like touching and cuddling and stuff.
But like he tucked you in and kissed your forehead. That sounds very fatherly.
No, I love it.
But
we were like cuddling.
I know. I keep asking.
I told him to tell me a story. No, he didn't tuck me in.
You told him that. Tell you a story.
Yeah. I was like,
paint this picture a little bit less fatherly for me.
Ew, Ashley.
What do you mean you asked him to write to say you tell you a story, tuck you in, and kiss you on the forehead?
It's so fun and creative to tell someone to do that and like see what they come up with. Like that makes sense.
I totally understand.
Like I love it.
I tell Jared that sometimes, like at dinner.
But tell me something.
Like tell me something. Like, I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Tell me a story
well, we
of your past.
The whole
and then, like,
day.
He forgets
it was
his whole past.
Who, Jared?
Yeah.
What do you mean he forgets
have,
his whole
He doesn't
past.
Have any fun Matt Blessing stories.
He probably feels weird to tell you his Matt Blessing stories.
Yeah, maybe
no,
he's
no,
shy.
No, I love to hear, like, when he had silly crushes, because I think of little chubby Jared.
Aww.
Looking at, like, his teacher like that, because I know he had a crush on a teacher.
Wait, Naz, when you say this guy dresses, like, with no intention, kind of... Is he wearing like fucking sports sweatshirts like Jared?
It's literally Jared's style.
Like,
no.
I'm okay with when Jared
it's
has
Rhode
his
Island.
Toned down style. Like, when it's just jeans and a sweatshirt or jeans and a t-shirt, that's totally cool. Like, I'm fine with that. When Jared tries to put an outfit together, this is like so one sad. Of the only times we have like actual fights.
Yeah.
Lauren, we had an actual fight about it before going into Fuddruckers. If you ever at all
Wait,
since...
you went to Fuddruckers? That
oh, you
chip
had Fuddruckers?
Fucking cheap... Yeah, when I was little, my mom always took me to Fuddruckers.
Yeah.
Okay, same.
So the
because...
chocolate chips so fun. Are not the same. The chocolate chip recipe is not the same.
Fuck, those cookies slapped.
Maybe it was the one we went to. They
Lauren,
are
those
not
cookies
slapping.
Were still pretty good. I thought. I think you're
slapping.
Demented. I think they were great.
They
but
are not
you know
the
our
same.
Parents took
Ashley,
us there because it was kids
chocolate
eat
chip
free.
Cookies for us this week when we come to Rhode Island.
New chocolate chip
new,
cookies?
Remember? How
are you
going to
have an old
one?
One in the pantry that we can eat for dessert?
You mean one of my rations?
Wait, yeah. Stop. Everyone, please.
Lauren's going to lose it. What? What are you?
I have half a chocolate chip cookie from a gift I got last
No, nah. Okay. We started from asking Naz about her guy's
I know, her
style.
Kiss. Let's
to,
go back to the guy's
a,
style and the kiss and like all that. We have lots of things
to
revisit to though.
Cookies.
I know. Okay,
we
so
go
back to
the fight before Fuddruckers, and then we can return to cookies and rations.
Okay, but first
I'll
we have to talk about like, just the greatest time she had when he was tucking her in like a little girl. But like I understand
Ew,
the whole
don't
telling
say
a story.
That makes me so fucking gross. Out. I want to throw up in my mouth.
Let's go back to his style then for a second, just because, and then we can go back to the story about me getting annoyed at Jared style.
Okay, whatever order you guys want to go in, I'm down for
that. Okay, well, why do you like the guy now? I guess is the best question. Why do you like
the
guy?
Because I think when you spend more and more time with someone, you just get to know them more. And I'm like, God, he's just so, he's Aiden. He's just fucking
he's
great
so
and so fun. It's just so fun. Like,
That's
I'm like
right.
smiley the whole, yeah. So I'm starting to really like him.
That's so crazy because it took kind of a turn.
And yeah, because you remember the last date, I was like, guys, I'm not into
Well,
like,
the one at the, you like the one at the Hollywood Bowl.
Hollywood Bowl.
Did you?
It wasn't Hollywood Bowl. There was
John Mayer,
place.
You mean?
Staples Center.
Oh, John Mayer somewhere else.
I'm imagining John Mayer at Hollywood Bowl as well.
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
whole time you were telling the story, I thought you were at Hollywood
Bowl. Yeah, well, that's like a good, yes. Yeah. That makes sense in my head. Anyway, yeah. So yeah, it took a turn yesterday for me. I don't know. Wow. I love it. I'm like, I love how slow it is, and I love that I'm just like living in the moment. And
but your vagina still feels like welcoming towards this idea.
Yeah, like yes, yesterday for sure it took a turn.
Hell
like,
yeah,
this is really nice. And we also stayed in, and you know how the three of us are such homebodies because I was tired because I have to like cover a show tonight and then pack. I had to pack yesterday because we're leaving. And then I don't know if you guys saw my Instagram, but me and my friends dressed up as like old grannies yesterday.
Yeah, where did you find your outfit?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry I didn't respond to that. I looked at it though. That was funny.
No, it was so funny. Anyway, so I was exhausted. But you know when you just like hang with someone and watch TV and like have some wine and dinner? Like it was just so nice. So yeah.
Can we FaceTime him next week?
This week? Sure.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. I love excited. It.
All right. We'll talk about my fight at Fuddruckers. And the,
yeah, so
the
what happened?
So he's telling me in the car, he's like, so, you know, I don't want to make fun of him too much because this Jared's the best.
He's a sweet boy.
He's a sweet boy.
We love Jared.
I know.
Listen, you can love people and hate their style. That's how I operate.
I don't even hate his style. Like, legitimately, when he wears a sweater. No, like, if he wears, like a sweater. Like an Abercrombie sweater with jeans.
No.
No, like, I don't want him to wear
it. I don't think anyone actually wears those.
Well, Aiden had one on. No. That's how you know how evolved I am right now.
Also, this just the fact crazy. That like he is Aiden wearing a V-neck, you know.
Anyway, another so Aiden Jared. Quality. Okay, so what?
So anyway, he just tells me, he's like, so at Dean and Kaylin's wedding, like I'm thinking, what if because the theme is mountain chic, I wear a flannel under my new gray suit? And I'm like, no.
That's sick. Like, that's such a good idea.
Yeah, I didn't like. I mean, it was fine in person. It was fine. It worked.
Oh, he did it.
But this was what you got.
In my mindset, I don't know whether I wasn't listening. I'm always listening. I don't ever not listen to him, unless he goes on a sports ramble. Then I'm gonna know. but like, I thought he was saying he was gonna wear that to the actual ceremony, and I was like, no. And like, or I made a face where I was like basically like permanently frozen, like,
yeah,
like I rolled my eyes or something. And he got so mad at me because he is so sensitive about his style. And
this
like,
is what I think.
And
with
I go, Jared, I'm a girl. And even though I'm not the most fashionista, I'm still a girl and I'm above you in all fashion senses. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know,
I'm above you.
I am like, you know, like you, where did you find your style?
Where did you find your inspiration?
Where did you
from?
Yeah. Like, do you keep up at all with, you know, so.
Right.
I don't know.
Like,
I always tell
coming
him
from,
he'll be like, what if I wear like this with it? Like, he'll always like put together. I'm like, Jared, it doesn't work, but it's always when he's trying to like put himself together. Yeah. Okay. Like an event. That's when we get angry at each other because I'm like, your fundamentals are wrong. Like that just does not go with that. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't enhance your face. Mm-hmm. But he gets like so sensitive and so hurt about me like telling him that an outfit doesn't work. And I'm like,
it's
just I am your wife trying to help you. This is like, it has nothing to do with your character. Why are you so sad?
Yeah. He obviously is linking it. He links it to like his character. He's like, you're rejecting who I am. But it's like, no, it's just the clothes.
Yeah. It's just like, literally, you look so great when you put like on like a snuggly sweater and like black jeans.
Yeah.
How would we feel if men did reverse
it? I was just going to say, we got to reverse it. Like, there's only been like two times where Hunter's like, I don't like that.
What was it?
There was this one dress. It was like a nude tight fitting dress. And it just didn't look right. And I really wasn't that offended. But I was also like, if I did like it, I would have authority over this. And I'd say, fuck it, I'm wearing it, you know?
Right.
What
did he like about it? Is it because you looked naked?
It's always like the colors. It's always colors with them. It's like, I don't like that color. I don't like that color.
Got
it's like,
it.
It has nothing to do with anything else. So
very simple human
Very
beings.
Simple complaints.
I don't think he's ever said anything about my outfits, but I'm welcome to it. And I'd be like, I always tell him this. I'm like, do you know the difference is that you like get super angry at me? And then like, I would be like, oh, you don't like it? Really? Yeah. Like it'd be like a curious thing.
Yeah.
You'd be like, tell me what to wear.
I think it may be more deep rooted in like how his dad told him to put an outfit together or something. I don't know.
What if, Ashley, what if you said, because I love when men dress me, like sometimes I'm dating, I'm like, what do you think I should wear? Like, that's like fun for me. What if you did that game with Jared? What if you're like, you dress me for like something low key, like dinner, like dinner, like I'll dress you and you dress me for dinner. So it's like low stakes, like no
picture. That is fun.
Do that. Write that down. Do it.
It's like flirty. And then you could have fun with it. And it's like, you're wearing whatever he wants you to wear.
And then you guys are both finding each other more attractive.
Yes. I need to play this game with everyone.
Jared like likes short skirts on me. Like he likes my cellulite thighs.
Yeah, they're sexy.
And my fat knees.
He loves those knees.
I love my jiggly thighs.
Okay. So then Fuddruckers, you know that they used to take us there because kids ate free for 12 and under.
Is that, oh, that makes sense when my mom was.
Yeah.
We always would go. My dad was.
That makes so much sense because, my mom is the most frugal person I've ever met in my life.
But my
I did
dad
not know
was
that.
Like,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's why I was like, every Saturday, we have to go to Fuddruckers. There's no other
my
option.
My mom was so tired of it. Yeah. But I loved it. I was like, why does mom hate Fuddruckers so much?
Fuddruckers is like
and
fun inside too. It's like
and there's
good
arcades.
Vibes.
Yeah, it's fun inside. Yeah, it was really
it's
fun.
It's not but creepy like Chuck E. Cheese's. Like, it's like fun.
Chuck E. Cheese is pretty great.
I love Chuck E. Cheese.
You'll have to go sometime with us, Ness.
Okay.
Well, I
with
guess
Dawson,
but
the pizza's not as good
watching
as it used
a child
to be.
Play is more fun.
Oh yeah.
I cannot stress enough that if you have random just anxiety like I do, the Hatch Restore 2 will be the greatest thing that you can add into your life. Ask for this for the holidays if you don't even want to buy it yourself, even though we have a code. It is a bedside sleep guide. Basically, it's my alarm clock, but it has meditations in it. It has like beautiful light. I wake up to the most beautiful forest bird sounds. Like I can't even tell you. It is the most lovely way to wake up. And it makes waking up for me exciting.
If you hear a jarring sound, oh my God, I'm awake. And then you're like, okay, snooze. That was too much. I got to go back to sleep. Then you snooze. And then you jarring up and then you go wake up. This is like such a gradual wake up. And I know that it's like proven that you wake up worse, like on the wrong side of the bed when you hit snooze and stuff. So Hatch basically allows you not to snooze because you're slowly waking up to like a forest scene out of Snow White.
Yeah. You literally feel like Snow White.
It's also really nicely aesthetic, so it looks nice on your nightstand, on your windowsill, anywhere you choose to put it. And, oh, mention, there is not just white noise. There's pink and brown noise, and as Lauren has a thing against white noise these days. And so,
what's your thing against white noise, Lauren?
I just like heard somewhere that it causes a fight or flight feeling in your body.
Oh.
So now I'm moving away from
it. I use the pink noise on my Hatch. I love the pink noise.
Yeah, I think we use brown noise with Dawson. Okay, so right now Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of a Hatch Restore 2, and it's going to give you free shipping when you go to hatch.co/get it. You can sleep deeply, wake up gently with the Restore 2. hatch.co/get it to get $20 off and free shipping. hatch.co/get it.
I covered Five Nights at Freddy's, which is a famous video game, which is a Jason Blum, horror movie production. He didn't direct it though, but it's like the animatronics, Ashley, are like horrific.
Oh yeah, I remember that trailer. It looked pretty good. Yeah,
it's funny. It's funny.
It's like if Chuck E. Cheese came to life.
Oh, really?
Exactly. I don't want to give away. I'm not allowed to say too much right now. That's why I'm like being reserved.
Is it Blum or Blum?
It's Blum.
It's Blum. Yeah. Okay.
I think I've heard him say I'm Jason Blum. I met him, actually.
Very
cool. When I interviewed the director. Yeah,
he's
cool.
On the new Shark Tank because like he's such a
mogul
for horror movies.
No way. That's so sick.
Wow. I wonder if they're going to pitch to him.
What a cool left move for him. Well, he can invest in anything.
No, he invests in anything. But usually they have like certain products come on that really gear towards like someone comes on with like a jewelry line and they pitch it to Kendra Scott, you know, like it's always something kind
of. It's interesting because on one of the first seasons of Shark Tank, and I've never watched a show, I just know this because I live in LA,
you've
but
never watched
pitched...
it.
No, I don't have cable like that. I don't
you've
watch
never
like that.
Watched it though. Come on now.
No, not a full episode. Like I've seen segments, like a couple people pitch stuff, but I've never watched from beginning to end a full episode.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if it's like, it's kind of like a hotel room show for me. Cause you know, like when you're in a hotel room, you kind of have limited channels and if it's on, you're like, I can
I'll
relax and sit back and have this in the background.
Yeah, but someone pitched the Haunted Hayride, and Mark Cuban invested in it. And so the LA
Haunted Hayride in LA. It's so lame, though.
Is owned by Mark Cuban.
That is so random.
Really? That is the most random thing ever. And it's the least scary thing ever. Laura, remember when we went with Becca and she was terrified of everything?
And we went with Jesus. Remember? Oh,
that's right. That's just the weirdest thing. All those early things that we used to do.
Yep, the Cruise Jesus. Cruise random.
We should sell merch from all our Cruz stupid
Jesus.
Stories.
You'll be
It'll
ghosted.
Be like Matt Blessings, yeah. Cruz Jesus, Mrs. Blessings.
Yeah.
Oh Mrs. my Blessings. Gosh. So funny. Okay, so you guys are visiting Rhode Island this week, and on Friday, we're doing something that I'm not going to tell you guys. It's going to be a surprise for both of you.
Oh my God, I love surprises.
Have I done this before?
And you both haven't been there yet.
I know.
Wait, what
is
it? Can we guess?
Lauren, what is it?
I'm going to get it.
Well, if you get it,
it's
then
the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular.
Are we going to a Halloween thing?
I don't know.
Wait, I love surprises. I don't want to
know.
What
so
it
I
is.
Just thought that we would
Should
talk
Ashley
about...
just surprise you every day?
Wait, Ashley, surprises Should are my favorite thing in the day? Whole world.
So okay. Do you not want to know your itinerary? Places?
Don't tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that would be fun. So much fun for me. I do that with dates.
We're gonna
now,
show
too.
Up to Home Goods. It's like welcome.
I would fucking
Home
love Home Goods.
I know.
I would have fun with you guys in a fucking backseat of a car. Like okay. I don't care what we do.
Like Lauren, Lizzie requests like because she lives in New York to go to
she wants
like
to be outside as much as possible.
She wants to yeah. go to like Texas Roadhouse. Is there like something like funny. that you want to go to? Anyway, okay, well, now I like the fact that everything's going to be a surprise to Ness. That's, like, really fun.
Oh, I can't wait. I love surprises. Do you guys not like surprises like that? Like, now when I go on dates, I'm like, surprise me.
Oh, I would love to, but nobody's ever surprised. I'd
because
like to
be
surprised with scheduling. Like, it's like, okay, these days are blocked off. Like, I have them, you know, this certain amount of hours.
Yeah.
And, like, take me somewhere. Like, that's fun. I'd like Jared to do that.
No, it's so fun. Tell Jared to do it.
All right, Jared's going to pick out your outfit and take you somewhere surprising.
You could even do it something small. You could be like, bring home dinner, but surprise me, you know? Unless you're like really particular with food.
I don't know. That's not food. Let's not do it with food.
Let's not get crazy.
let's not ruin the one thing that I look forward
to. Joy in life. No.
Anyway, so my friend Jackie planned a granny brunch yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we all dressed, me, her, and Drew dressed up as like old grannies. And we went to brunch and then we went out dancing. You guys,
you went dancing dressed as the grandmas?
They went to the Abbey.
Yes, we went to the Abbey in West Hollywood,
no
the chapel.
Way.
It's
okay,
called
I was
the chapel.
Say, where would you have appropriately done that? And that is where you would appropriately do it. That's for sure.
We literally, we dressed up as old ladies to go to church, which I've always wanted to do. I got like the ugliest hat I could find.
I know,
on
I was going
to
say, like, do not ever cut your fucking hair.
You guys, I wore this like wig. I was like, I'm going to be an abuela. And I can't tell you how freeing. It was like the ugliest I've ever looked and the most fun I've ever fucking had in my life. And people were just like taking pictures. Like I love playing and getting dressed up. And I was like actually wondering, I'm like, I don't know if Lauren and Ashley would ever do this. Do you guys don't dress up like that.
I just like don't find like whenever Becca dresses up like a guy, I just don't think it's funny.
You guys don't think it's funny?
I would never laugh. I would be like, that's clever, that's cute. But I would never be like, this is hilarious.
Okay, but
exactly.
I have a question.
You know, Lauren, I don't think like anything's funny.
But if you were in costume and walking around and reacting to people reacting, you don't think you'd have fun?
I have no idea. I feel like I'd feel very insecure.
No, I do like dressing up for Halloween. I like to be like recognized as a character, but maybe not like
if
as,
she was
like,
a
different
specific old person, she would love it.
No, see, I think it like needs to be like I think it needs to be a celebrity for me.
That's what I just said.
You guys, if I brought wigs with me and old people clothes, you wouldn't put them on and go out?
I would be like, I'd rather not.
But what if you just tried it? It's so fucking fun.
It definitely plays best in West Hollywood too. Yeah. Like around here, like people would just think we were old.
It'd be even fucking funnier if we went to Home Goods. I'm gonna bring wigs and we're gonna go to fucking Home Goods.
We could try it. I feel so itchy in my skin right now.
Why?
I don't know.
You guys, it's so freeing and it's fucking like you will die. I've never laughed so hard.
What do I need to be free of?
Like free of just like any sense of like self-consciousness. Like it's like you're just like you don't give a fuck what you look like. It's so good.
It's I feel like that kind of, I think I used to do that when I at like a different phase when I would like wear my like Arnie Grape shirt, you know?
Yeah, and,
I like,
loved it when you wore your Arnie shirt.
Yeah. And I like was like, oh, this is so irreverent that I couldn't even care what my face looks like right now. Mm-hmm. So I understand that. But it's because I had a connection to the weird thing so I was wearing. Yeah,
like exactly why it needs to be like a celebrity a for connection. Me.
Yeah. Okay, so like, if we dress up as the Golden Girls.
That's like not it for me either.
So what old person would you be okay dressing up as?
No, I don't want
Lucille
to be like
Ball.
She's not even old.
More so Lucille Ball. She's dressed up as Lucille
Ball.
No,
see, you just don't want to look old, Ashley. I think you're scared of looking old, maybe.
I just don't think it's funny.
How do you not think it's funny?
I'm glad that I like to see you in it and all that, but I don't think that I would particularly get a kick out of myself. But that's I like so the joy that it brought out in you.
Yeah. That's very politically correct.
You guys, I've always thought you guys had the most complete souls, but like this is just like a part of you that you just
but like
don't
you
have.
Know that I like love like when I go out, like when I dressed up as Taylor Swift for Halloween years ago in college, mm-hmm. and like I like just walked around with like her expression like permanently cemented on my face all night, like I was living, and everybody and like she wasn't even that famous, but like anyone who would know who I was, I'd like get thrilled.
But so, that's because you're bringing out a part of yourself. I'm assuming that
it's
you
because
like,
I want to be a
fun
pop star.
That you don't do. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's two different conversations with dress up. I think it's two different conversations.
Yeah. So for you, no, but I think I got to it. I think it needs to be for you. It's for you. And for me, it's like to make other people like it's not about me.
Maybe.
No, but it is about me too, because I like
laughing. For me, it's, I don't know. No, it's like you will respect me as your pop star of the night.
That is so silly, because no one's fucking respecting you as a pop star of the night.
I feel so proud that we have AG1 as a sponsor, because do you guys listen to Huberman Lab?
No, but remember how I told you that because Hoda takes it that I like also.
You take
like
it because of Hoda? Cool. That's so funny because Huberman is inarguably one of the biggest podcasts in the world currently. And I was listening to his podcast and he was like, I take AG1. And I was like, oh my God, AG1's a sponsor of the I Don't Get It podcast. Yeah. But it really is so prolific because if you are someone that loves saving time like me, it'll cut your morning routine. I wouldn't say in half, but it'll save you a good 3 minutes, especially if you have trouble swallowing like I do, because you can take all your vitamins with one scoop.
Yeah, I don't like having all the vitamins. Well, because for me, like I need to eat on top of the vitamins, and you know I don't like to eat in the morning, so I just take my AG1 in the morning, gets all the vitamins nice and in my belly first.
If you guys don't know what AG1 is, AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that delivers comprehensive nutrients for whole body health. AG1 replaces your multivitamin and your probiotic, and it puts it in one simple drinkable habit.
Yeah, and it's going to make you feel really, really energized. It has 75 high quality vitamins, probiotics, and whole food source ingredients. If you guys are looking for a simpler, effective investment into your health, try AG1 and get 5 free AG1 travel packs and a free 1-year supply of vitamin D with your first purchase. So if you want to be like us, drink your AG1 first thing in the morning. It's going to make you feel ready to go. And we have a special link for you to get it. drinkag1.com/get it. drinkag1.com/get it. In other news, I got a leash for Dawson.
Okay, so this He's is gonna be the we need to dive. Leash. We need to dive into this. What are your thoughts, Lauren, on people who leash their children?
Lauren was like, I didn't believe in it until I had a nephew.
Literally, I was like, wow, these people are it's child abuse. But then you put him in a crowd, and I'd rather I'm on a leash than be abducted. So that's that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So does it have, you know, like the dog ones that like go out and then retract?
It's not retractable. It's not a retractable
no,
one.
No, but I would like a retractable one. That sounds great. The retractable one sounds great because then he can go really far.
Right. But then he's like pulling you. Oh
and
my
you
God,
reel him in.
I'm like, oh my God, this is horrible.
So listen, it's not horrible at all. It's all a thing to stop, to allow him to have independence to walk around by himself because he loves to walk and not be restrained to the carriage.
He also hates holding hands.
He hates holding. He does not a hand holder. Aww. He literally will swipe my hand away.
Get off of me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a way of being safe while giving him independence to me.
Yeah.
I love that he's not a hand holder.
And then, why do you love that he's not a hand holder?
Like, I love that he knows himself and he like,
he's like, don't touch me.
I love that he sets boundaries. He doesn't just let everyone do whatever the fuck they want. I hate when he
certainly does that.
I hate when there's like a kid that's like, I don't want to be held, and someone picks him up and holds him. It makes him really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But you also have to pick them up sometimes.
Well, if you have to do that, of course. I'm talking about like a grandma coming over and being like, I love you.
Home Goods.
What?
You had to pick him up at Home Goods.
I had to pick him up.
Okay,
because...
so did you try the leash? It's a backpack leash, first and foremost. It looks like...
No. I haven't gotten it yet. So it comes with two leashes. Listen, it's for this. It's for like when we go shopping.
Or
it's like when we're at the mall.
Pumpkin Spectacular.
Yeah, is the Pumpkin Spectacular.
I hope that's our surprise.
It's the airport because he's getting too big to be in the carrier.
The airport makes so much sense to me because also there's so many he's a kidnap kid. He's so cute.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then a child, and then there's comes on like, this is my child.
Yeah. 100%. And then there's like at Disney World, so we're taking him to Disney World in November.
No way.
Yeah, we're gonna do it
at Disney.
Yep.
Wow.
It's going to be fun. Lauren needs to decide whether she's going to go.
Are you going to dress him up as something? This is actually a great opportunity for him to dress up as a dog from Toy Story and you be the other end of it. And it's
oh my God.
It's
that's
the
genius.
Spiral.
Did I send you that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's such a good costume.
So maybe it is just all about safety.
Yeah. So he has the backpack one, and then he has like this thing. It's kind of like handcuffs between me and him. I have a cuff.
Wait,
and then he has a
getting
cuff.
Dark.
No, it's not dark at all. It's about him not getting kidnapped and being free. He has
being free with
him. It's about being free. He's 1.5.
Okay, he's 1.5. He shouldn't
but
be
like handcuffs, like
running around
word,
Barnes and Noble by himself.
The word handcuffs.
It's like a little thing that I wear around my wrist, and then he has one around his wrist, and then we have like this little curly, like old school phone wire attached to it.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Wow.
Naz is so against it, and I can't wait to laugh
at
her.
No, I'm not against it. I'm not against it.
Until she sees him, yeah.
It's going to be one of those memes. Like,
and not against it. It's the word handcuffs that just had me.
What else am I supposed to say?
What are they?
So it's like this little Velcro thing that I just attach to my wrist.
Yeah. And then on his wrist, there's also a Velcro.
Yeah, I can't wait because like it's going to be a meme where it's like, I know that you're not saying this. I'm making fun right now. But like you're gonna be in a couple of years if you'll have a kid, and then you'll be like, you know, it's a great idea. Children on a leash.
Children on leashes.
Yeah. I definitely am in support of chipping our children, and they can be 18 when they want.
See,
the chip
I told
out.
You.
Yeah.
You
know, I've always said that. Yeah.
I am so down for the chip, and if he had a chip, then I'd be less likely to handcuff him.
Yeah,
handcuff
chip.
Him.
Chips and kids. This is hilarious because your whole family is so
concerned.
It's such
about
a monitoring family.
Yeah.
Like you guys monitor all your moves. Like you guys could all be in the FBI. No wonder
literally.
You're from Virginia or the CIA, whichever one's there.
Yeah.
Because when I went to Costa Rica, remember you guys put me on that. But what's that app you guys have?
Like, so we have to slowly realize that Naz is probably gone. When you were out of service area for like 4 hours.
So we just
hours.
Have to come to terms with the fact that Naz is gone.
My dad was texting us sweat signs. Like my dad, you were on our 360. And my dad was like, Naz has been out of location for 4 hours. Sweat
I know
emoji.
All texting you go, are you okay? I'm like, yes. I was hiking a volcano. I'm fine.
So funny.
No, so, that made me feel really cared for. I loved it. It's so funny.
So nice. What was sweat I saying for? I don't know. We were going to call Ashley last night, and I go, no, it looks like she's picking up sushi, actually, right now. We'll call her when she's done.
You guys are so monitory. It's wild.
Anyway.
Would you guys put leashes on your partners?
No.
Like, why would I do that? That's ridiculous.
I don't know. Police.
No one wants to abduct Hunter, okay? No.
You know what? I don't get it. Like, why does life take so much time to, like, do? So, like...
This
morning, Alyssa comes at 9:30, so I'm like, I have 2.5 hours to do, like, miscellaneous, like, shower, make the bed, do emails.
Is making the bed a waste of fucking time?
I'm not sure, because people say that the most productive people in this world make their bed, and I have to say,
every morning,
my brain is so much more clear when I make the bed. So I think it's worth it.
It's a first thing 5 minute
worth it thing.
Do you brush your teeth, pee, or make your bed?
I get up, I pee, so I have to pee immediately, and then I go, I make my bed, and then I brush my teeth.
Crazy. Never done that.
But my bed takes 2 seconds to make.
Your bed is a little bit easier. I have like the king, and like I do like the whole like,
and you have a partner stacking, and like it's like just
I have to go over to the each side a couple times. It's fine. I've decided that it is definitely worth it. But like all that stuff sounds like it should be like really fast, and somehow, before you know it, you look at the clock and it's like, oh, it's been 2.5 hours. What the fuck did I do?
Yeah, what did you do?
Because
you
have a sudden
alarm. That's the only way I can get things done.
I didn't really scroll on Instagram. I didn't really watch TV. Where did it go?
You diddle daddle.
Wait, so what did you do? You made your bed.
I didn't
shower.
I didn't
shower. So what'd you do in 2.5 hours?
I'm not sure, guys. This is what I'm saying.
I am so opposite of you guys. I feel like I get more done before 11 a.m. than most people do in an entire day.
Everything I ever do has to be before 10.
Lauren's like that, but like,
yeah, because you have clients.
I have clients, and also I have no energy in the afternoon. So if I need something done, it needs to be done. Yeah, in the morning.
I love that.
Yeah.
But I like pick up around the house. Like I would put this away, that away. I hung some canvases.
Okay. That was your time eater.
It didn't really take up that long.
It didn't.
Well,
you didn't know where the time went. To me, like hanging shit up is like, fuck, you got to walk back. You got to see if it's straight.
Guys, I'm so annoyed because like, I obviously didn't sit and do anything, but I booked our travel. I booked our experiences for the week. That took about a half an hour.
Yeah. So there's a half an hour experiences. I thought you meant you and Jared. Oh my God. I'm so excited. I feel so special.
I had to make our reservations and shit for all your surprise things.
Oh my God. Are you excited we're coming?
Yes, I'm very excited. Lauren, what time do you get here tomorrow? Because here's another, I don't get it. How do you stay home alone? Because last night I was so scared. And I was so OCD. And Naz, this is different than being in an apartment. Because obviously I lived alone in an apartment, liked living alone in an apartment, never was scared in an apartment. There's always somebody next door. There's somebody above you.
Actually, that's why I call you every time I'm alone saying there's 100% a murder in the closet.
Why wouldn't you just stay at mom and dad's?
Like, that doesn't make any sense. I can't go to mom and dad's every time.
Why not?
Because she's 33 years old. But like, guys are wild.
She's not home alone that often. Hunter's normally there.
That's so funny that you guys literally can't sleep in a house alone.
It's a house thing. So it was the first time I slept alone in a house. So like, I was so strategic. I was like,
wait,
okay,
was the first time ever
that I stayed alone in a house?
Didn't Jared travel for something else recently?
Yeah, I was in an apartment.
Okay, so this is your first time staying alone. So how did you strategically plan to not be murdered?
Okay, so I made sure
things that maybe the Akinetis only think about.
Maybe, yeah, or we're talking to a lot of people out there. Okay. You could be Team Naz on this or Team Lauren and Ashley.
Definitely, definitely.
So
there's a lot of families like yours, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that. So I made sure that like in the 10 o'clock-ish hour, I turned off all the lights upstairs. Mm-hmm. And
before
like, I didn't have to, so I didn't have to go upstairs by myself. I didn't have to go upstairs once it was like, 11:30.
And did you do a murder check in every closet?
No, I didn't do any murder check because I figured Lois is definitely
totally.
Knowing.
You got
Lois.
Yeah.
First of all, you have Lois and Dawson. You're not even alone.
You're good. Lois.
Well, the
kill
funny
them.
Thing is, Dawson's not going to do anything, but Dawson does make me feel less alone in the house, like in my room.
You have another human.
Yeah, but he's not going to protect me. I have to protect him. But Lois is obviously, she's going to be a guard dog. So Lois seems fine. She doesn't do what Gurgi does, where she barks and shit in the middle of the night for no reason, which is terrifying.
Yes.
And then I just made sure that when I got ready for bed, that I had the TV on in the family room and all the lights still on. So then when I was totally done and ready to get into bed, that's when I turned out all the lights. And then I decided to keep the kitchen light on.
Yeah.
But like the amount of times I touched locks to make sure that they were locked was crazy. And then I got really OCD. Like if you don't touch that a zillion times, then like
someone's going to come in and somebody slash your head off. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't watch as much horror as Lauren does, right?
And then I sat in bed. I remembered I didn't have things. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go check the windows once all the lights were already off. Because I was like, I don't know if the windows are locked.
So is this your OCD, you think?
No.
I think this is just fear.
No, that's just fear. No, okay. The touching of the locks for like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like that's an OCD. And then I realized that I had to go back upstairs because I left the phone charger upstairs, you know, stuff like that. And anyway, I was like, I don't know how Lauren does this.
See? Yeah. And then she wonders why I call every time.
I know. And then I locked my bedroom door to go to sleep.
He travels a lot for golf, not for work. So I'm alone.
So you get scared. But yeah, I get it because you watch a lot of horror stuff. Ashley, you don't. Right?
Yeah, no. I don't know how you have like Dateline on in the background of you being
alone. No, it's Rick and Morty when I am alone.
Yeah, like what couldn't you put on something wholesome, like a Disney animated movie to like feel safe or something? That's what I would do, I guess, if I felt that way. Yeah.
I had football on while I was putting everything away and ready to go for the night.
Yeah. What makes you feel the safest? Like what movie? I would put that on.
I actually think football makes you feel the safest.
Then that's probably why.
That ambient sound. Lauren?
I love it. I can't believe we haven't talked about Travis and Taylor.
Lauren and I don't want to.
We have opinions. I just don't know how to voice it. I don't know how to articulate it. So I'm not ready unless you
don't need it. We just don't need it out in these like audio waves for like people to, you know, I will say this. I find it annoying. It's annoying. Okay. And that's what I'm going to say here. Until I further articulate it.
I just think it's weird. I think it's so... I feel weird about it.
It's weird.
I just don't want to... Okay, here. We're just talking about it for a second. Why?
We don't have to.
Why does it bother me, though?
That's the thing. Why am I bothered? It? Yeah.
I think I have the preconceived notion that... Because Travis was talking about it on his podcast, and of course he would. And then, of course, like NFL sales are like crazy. But it's like Taylor has like such an impact that she's completely taking over the NFL, and everyone's like, she put Travis on the map. And then
she did not. Everybody knew.
It's a joke.
But it isn't, though, because I didn't know.
People who are not NFL fans.
Like, you guys know I don't watch football. I knew Travis Kelce's name. I know he had a show on like E, but I didn't know anything about Travis Kelce. I didn't follow him, actually. I didn't know he had a podcast. And now I know all these things about him. So it really did make him known.
For people that didn't know him.
For the world. Yeah. The NFL community is like not the world, you know?
Right, right. So we're in a different community.
But yeah. I just think they're so different that I'm like, maybe opposites attract, you know?
It's not so much it's not them being together. It's her in the stadium and making everything about her still. And I know she's not intentionally making it about her because she's just going out to dinner. But
she's
whatever.
Just being herself. It's the impact she has. Yeah.
She's just being herself, but it's the impact she has.
Yeah.
And I honestly wish there was just, she could go to the game and there was no fucking global thing about it, you know?
But they're getting like so many ratings and you guys saw like jersey sales are through the roof.
That's why my theory is that NFL paid her to date him.
No way. No, I think they are hoping she comes every game because...
I don't think she's going to next week because I think people got annoyed. I think last night the pendulum swung. And sorry, guys, we are recording this a week early, so this is Monday, October 2nd. So
we'll know by
the time you're listening to this whether or not she does come.
Wait, tell me and all the people that don't watch football, what does that mean?
Just from the NFL side, people
don't
are
know
like...
that it's just the NFL side. I just feel like.
Is it because she went with Reynolds and Blake and then Hugh Jackman?
Jackman and Sophie Turner. It's just like everything is
Sophie went to the game last night?
Yeah.
No way.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. We have so much about this to discuss. To me, it's just all a little bit extra.
It's a bit much, as if Larry David would say. It's a bit much.
It's a bit much.
And
Which is funny. You'd think we'd all like love it.
I think I'm beyond this.
It's kind of just the way that it's like paraded. Like, you know what I like, what I would love her to do, and it like would be kind of like sexy for me, is like, she can't, she obviously can't sit in the stands, but like if she was like far back and like solo and like
kind made of made it just, not a spectacle. She just, made I it support like, my man, not like, make it a circus.
Being a normal wag, yeah. Where it's like, hey, I came, I'm going to hang out with some of these ladies. I'm just going to be like a little bit more incognito. Yeah. A little bit more incognito.
I don't think Taylor can ever be that. And I don't think we can blame her for that. You know what I mean? I'm just shocked because
she
I feel
used
like
to be like that.
You've always saw yourself as Taylor. And you, like, I feel like the American dream is to date like a quarterback, you know? So I'm like,
he's
shocked.
He's not a quarterback.
Not. I know he's a tight end. I'm just saying, like, that sort of Americana stereotypical, like, girl in the stands watching the football player.
See, I always thought that I would handle it differently. And I
would handle
I always thought I would handle it differently.
When I was Taylor Swift for Halloween.
Yeah.
I think
I was so incognito. And
I would be like, I'd be like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Like, people know that I'm dating
was Taylor.
Him.
Like, that's fucking hilarious. Okay, anyways.
Anyways, guys.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, if we articulate our thoughts more about this matter, we will let you know. I'm sorry if you're annoyed at us being annoyed, but you know, it's just life.
Bye. Okay,
bye.
Love you. Bye.
I love you guys. We don't get it.
I don't get it. Podcast.